Track 9, and now we're back to news stories. Death of artist who made Sheldon his home. A renowned artist who spent his later years in Sheldon has passed away at the age of 92. Daniel Davidson was born in London in 1931. Daniel, known as Dan, spent his early childhood time in and out of orphanages before beginning an aeronautical engineering apprenticeship with the de Havilland Engineering Company. Having finished the apprenticeship in 1952, he worked as a technical illustrator for the next 2 years. It was around this time the young man's interest in painting began to grow. Dan thus became a student at the Polytechnic School of Art from 1954 to 1957. He then spent several years teaching at various institutions before taking up a post at Exeter College, which saw him and his wife Eunice, son Mark, and daughter Saskia begin a new life in Sheldon. They were soon joined by Dan and Eunice's second daughter Dee, who was born in 1968. 24 years later, and Dan retired from teaching. The 1990s and the decades that followed allowed, in Dan's own words, my work to develop to a deeper and personal level. Throughout the years, Dan's work featured in many an exhibition. These included the Seymour Gallery in Totnes, Ness House Hotel in Sheldon, and the Municipal Gallery in Falmouth for its Fishwick and Friends exhibition. Dan passed away on October the 23rd, and there was a photograph of the late Dan with two of his portrait pictures.
Silver celebration for Devon Carers. A carers charity run by Exminster-based West Bank Community Health Care is celebrating its 25th anniversary. The free service, Devon Carers, is marking the quarter century of supporting unpaid carers across Devon and is planning several events as part of its landmark anniversary. The charity provides a wide range of support services to those who look after family members or friends because they are ill, frail, or have a disability, mental health, or substance misuse problem. West Bank's Devon Carers has grown to be one of the largest charitable organisations in the UK helping adult and young carers. About 28,000 adults across the county, excluding Plymouth and Torbay, are currently registered with Devon Carers, and around 2,500 under 18-year-olds are registered with Devon Young Carers. What started as a small group supporting carers locally in Exminster has expanded to cover Devon from coast to coast. The service continues to grow with thousands of carers joining each year, on average 200 to 300 a month. Andy Hood, head of Devon Carers, said, "There's been a big increase over the last 25 years in terms of the support services we provide to carers, but we have big ambitions to reach even more adults and young people who help friends and family to cope with a range of health and mobility issues. Another of our goals is to reach people earlier in their caring journey. If we can get to them with a combination of advice and support when they first receive the diagnosis for the person they care for, generally it prevents them from reaching a crisis point. Early intervention makes an enormous difference to most people."
Teachers take on the channel. Two teachers have channeled their inner swimmer by braving the English Channel in a relay team for MenCap, a charity helping people with learning disabilities. Claire Twitchin, a teaching assistant at Gatehouse Primary Academy in Dawlish, decided to take on the challenge with fellow teacher Liz Bourbon. A fundraising machine, Claire has always been keen to make a difference, whether it be swimming the channel or receiving an MBE for her work raising money for NHS supplies during COVID. "I'd just come back from a back and shoulder injury, so I started swimming the September before," said Claire. After a series of grueling training swims, some overnight, Claire and Liz were well on their way to taking on the challenge. Leaving Folkestone Harbour in the early hours and commencing the swim from Samfire Ho at 3:19 a.m, Claire and Liz were part of a six-part relay team, each swimming an hour at a time, covering the overall distance of 30.86 miles. Claire said, "So the conditions were very varied. It started off calm. It then really picked up and got very choppy. It remained choppy until about mid-channel. Then the last 3 miles getting into France were what I can only describe as brutal. Just the tide relentlessly against you. The boat behind us had to turn back. We managed to just push through, but the last bit was very grueling. The young lad on our team, the pilot said, for a time he was actually swimming backwards." Claire said, "We had so many people who had invested in us doing this. That's what kept me going. They were always in the back of my mind throughout the challenge. The relay team finally made it onto French soil as the sun set. A lovely lady we called Jojo was the final swimmer," said Claire. "She finished the swim whilst getting stung relentlessly by jellyfish. It was a feeling of absolute elation and utter exhaustion. Together, Claire and Liz made £3,691 and counting, almost double their original target. It was a fantastic result. Thanks so much to everyone who supported us, particularly all our local sponsors. Without them, I don't think this whole thing would have happened."
Some court news. A man from Ogwell has been given a suspended prison sentence for stalking. Charlie Rourke, 27, of Canada Hill, was sentenced by magistrates in Plymouth for stalking involving serious alarm or distress. Rourke pleaded guilty to the charge that he pursued a course of conduct between July the 23rd and October the 12th of phoning the victim from withheld numbers and leaving distressing voicemails threatening to end his own life. He also sent numerous and unwanted messages by Instagram and inciting others to do the same, which amounted to stalking. Magistrates imposed a prison sentence of 16 weeks, suspended for 2 years. He was also ordered to complete a programme of 30 days building better relationships and comply with any instructions to attend appointments or to participate in any activity as required. He is also to carry out 40 hours of unpaid work.